The resurrection of our Lord.
在礼拜五的时候，我们有一个受难日特别聚会，就在这里。
And Friday we have a Good Friday celebration right here.
让我们经历耶稣为我们的受苦受难。
And then we experience how Jesus suffered for us.
他走过非常痛苦的道路。
And all his suffering that he has experienced.
忍受一切的人世间最伟大的苦难委屈羞辱，但是。今天他复活了。
And then he has bared all the sufferings, all the shame for us, and today he is risen.
我们在这里一起来庆祝他的复活。
And let's celebrate his resurrection together.
我们一起来读共读今天早上的经文。
Let's read our today's scripture together.
是记载在哥林多前书十五章十二到十九节。
Let's read First Corinthians 15:12-19.
好，让我们一起来共读神的话。好，预备用任何的语言，你需要预备，请。现传从死里复活的，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因我们见证是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。好，我们就读到这里。那今天是复活节，祝大家复活节快乐。
And today's Easter, happy Easter to everybody.
我们好像大家的笑容还是不够，对你的邻居对他说复活节快乐。复活节快乐。每到了复活节，我知道全世界各地都在庆祝复活节。
So I know when is Easter, churches around the globe are celebrating.
特别是美国教会，你看他们这个停车场很多都爆满，在今天。
And especially in American churches, the parking lots are packed.
因为有些人一年只去两次教会的，一个是在圣诞节，一个就是在今天，是吗？复活节。
And there's so many people only go to church twice a year. One is on Christmas, one is on Easter.
我们比较没有，我们很特别，就是我们每次都一样。
And then we come every Sunday.
但是我们还是有庆祝复活节。
But we still have special celebrations on Easter.
例如我们诗班，你看花几个月的时间在这里面练习，他们唱的好不好？
Because our choir has spent weeks and months prepare for this special presentation.
谢谢鼓励，他们在笑了哈，谢谢鼓励，他们需要更好。好，我们还有儿童节目啊，等一下还要他们去 找那个彩蛋。
And also we have programs for kids for Easter egg hunting.
还有我们同工们辛苦预备饭食，你可能已经闻到这个很香的味道。其实六点多就有人来预备了。
And also kitchen has prepared wonderful meals. They start from 6 o'clock this morning.
当然，我们要说这些精彩的聚会活动都很重要。
However, we will say all these programs and celebrations are very important.
不过我们要问我们自己，到底我们这样忙碌是在庆祝什么呢？
But we have to ask ourselves why we're doing all this.
我们只是很开心的，我们聚在一起庆祝一个特殊的节目节日吗？
Is that because we're all happy and celebrate a special holiday?
我相信复活节对我们而言是非常重要。
But I believe Easter is very important to us.
并且一个重要的意义。
And has special meanings.
那到底是如何特别，以及代表什么意义呢？
And how special, what meanings?
我们都知道最近发生一个震撼世界的巴黎圣母教堂失火。
And we all know that there's a devastating fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
有人怀疑是人为纵火。
And there's some people believe maybe it was arson.
也有人是认为是纯属意外。
And some people believe it's accident.
但也有人说是上帝的愤怒。
But some people say that's the wrath of God.
因为特意选择在复活节前夕的受难周发生，绝对不是没有原因的。
Because it's happened right before Easter, it has to be a reason.
那我们很习惯说出这样的话哈。
But it's easy for us to say such things.
但我要提醒各位哈，当我们要说这样的话的时候要小心。
But I have to remind you to be careful.
不要每一次我们有什么灾祸发生都认为是上帝的愤怒。
And then don't think every time disaster happens is all God's wrath.
事实上我们看见每一天新闻报道都有各地不同的灾难在发生啊。
But see, if we look in the news, there are disasters happen everywhere.
无论是车祸、空难、船难、地震、海啸、水灾、火灾等等。
So it's like cars and plane crash and ship sinking, earthquake, tsunami, fire.
如果都是出于上帝的愤怒，哎，难道上帝那么喜欢生气吗？
So if it's all the wrath of God, is God so easily angered?
而且凡是在灾祸当中丧生的，难道都是神的惩罚吗？
And also, are also who lose their lives in the disaster are all God's judgment?
我宁愿相信神不轻易发怒。
I believe God is slow to anger.
并且我也相信那些平安无事的，不代表你他们就比那些遭难的人更好。
And I believe those who survived are no better than those who lost their lives.
其实我们一样都是该灭亡的罪人。
Because we're all sinners.
只是神怜悯我们，否则遭难的不是他们，可能就是你跟我，是不是？
But without God's mercy, we could be those who are experiencing those disasters.
同不同意？同意啊！所以我们感谢神的恩典。我不否认每件事情发生都有神的容许。
So I don't deny that everything that happened is with God's permission.
也可能是出于神的管教。
Maybe God's to teach us.
但我更相信神使万事互相效力，是为了叫爱神的得益处。
But I do believe God used everything.
而不是
光 for those who love Him.
而不是光要彰显他的愤怒。
It's not only to show His wrath.
所以你看这次这圣母院虽然失火。但是好几亿的重建捐款马上就募集到。
So look at however the fire destroyed the cathedral, but billions were raised to rebuild it.
然后法国总统的声望也大大的提升了。
And the popularity of the president of France has never been high as before.
那我们在想，耶稣有因此受到更高的尊崇吗？
But let's see, has Jesus received more honor?
全国百姓有因此认罪悔改吗？
Has people repented?
信徒灵命有因此得到提升吗？
Has the spiritual life of believers been changed?
啊、如果有我们感谢主
if the answer is yes, thanks to be God.
那假如没有益处在哪里呢
But if not, what's the benefit?
别说具有八百多年历史的这个圣母院会被烧损不是烧毁是烧损
So not mention this 800-year-old cathedral was devastated by fire.
就连当年所罗门所建造那个雄伟的大教堂它还不是经历多次的拆毁跟重建
Even Solomon's temple was torn down and rebuilt many times.
耶稣时代西律建的圣殿，后来也不是被提多将军率兵把它烧毁了。
And also remember, Jesus predicted the temple would be destroyed, and of course, it was by Titus.
但尽管如此，基督教却没有被消灭啊。
But Christianity is still standing.
尤其我们今天看中国大陆。每一天都有教堂被查封、拆毁的事在发生。
So we can see in mainland China every day there are churches being closed and demolished.
但是基督教的发展、传播却是越来越扩展，这就是益处啊。
But the Christianity spread rapidly, and that's the benefit.
所以我认为，就算教堂可以被烧毁，但是信徒仍然可以庆祝。基督复活。
So I believe even church can be destroyed, but Christians can also celebrate Easter.
因为只要有一群生命被神得着的基督徒聚在一起，教会就被建立了。
But whenever a group of people whose life has been changed by God gather together, there is church.
这就是神的大能啊。
That's God's sovereignty.
所以复活节的重点是什么？
So what's the focus on Easter?
那不是教堂内有没有去举行庆祝活动
It's not if we have celebrating parties in the church.
而是信徒的生命有没有经历基督复活的大能
But to examine ourselves, is our life has been changed by the power of resurrection.
因为唯有基督复活的大能才能翻转人的生命，改变人的命运。
Only this power can change our lives.
但问题是，如何才能让基督复活的大能与一般信徒的生命有所连结呢
But how to connect this power with our life?
既然基督复活与我们每个人的生命都有关联，那到底我们要如何才能够让你我的生命也都能够经历基督的复活大能的更新呢
So since resurrection connect to our own lives, then how can we use this power to renew us?
因此我们要从刚才所读的经文来与各位分享，到底基督复活与我们有什么影响、意义与目的
So that's why through our today's scripture reading, let's study the meaning and the purpose of Jesus' resurrection.
使我们也能一同来经历基督复活的大能
So that we can experience this power also.
第一是基督复活的影响。
So the first is the influence.
有三方面的影响。第一个是所传的不枉然。
So what we preached is not useless.
让我们一起来读第十四节。
Let's read together, verse 14. And if Christ has now been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
好，圣经用很高的标准来检视基督的复活。
Bible really used high standards to examine Jesus' resurrection.
今天早上我们有这个庆祝复活节的，这个我们有看一个影片，也是用很高的标准来检视基督的复活。
And then this morning we have watched a movie about resurrection Jesus and how high standard it used to measure it.
圣经认为，假如基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然。
So the Bible says, if Jesus has not been raised, what we preach is useless.
其实我们觉得说这句话是不是太过严重了？
So sometimes it's that go overboard.
圣经的教导很多啊，句句都是经典。
And I can say every word in the Bible is truth.
圣经的这个诗篇箴言，这些智慧文学里面的内涵空前绝后啊。
And also the Psalms and the Proverbs are full of wisdom.
你看世界上那么多的宗教，没有一本宗教的经书能够写得像圣经这么样的真。
And there are many books of religion around the world, but none is like our Bible.
有些经书还错误百出，内容出奇离谱，彼此矛盾。即便这样，还是有人要相信。
And even though some of their stories are full of flaws and self-contradictory and ridiculous, but even though there are still people believe that.
况且全世界历史以来这么多的宗教，除了耶稣之外呢，从来没有一个教主声称他从死里复活过。
And also among all the religion, none of the leaders like Jesus has been resurrected.
你看世界上这么多的可信度不高的宗教，人家传教还得到到处传的到处都是啊。
And even those false religions are preached everywhere.
而且今天许多人还传得乐此不疲。
And there's so many people are so eager to do so.
然而比起基督教，你看当圣经说。如果假如基督没有复活，我们所传便是枉然。
But compare, our Bible says, and if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is useless.
这说明圣经它本身的自我要求相当高。
That means the standards of our Bible is really high.
因为圣经中所说的每一句的预言都必须要应验。
Because all the prophecies in the Bible.Has to be and will be proven to be true.
都不能马虎。
And there is no fault.
只要一个预言没有应验，那就要否定所有内容的真实性。
And even when it's not, proven to be false, the whole Bible is not true.
尤其有关耶稣基督的预言更是如此。
Especially all those prophecies about Jesus.
因为贯穿整个。圣经的就是中心点就是耶稣基督的救恩。
Because the center point of the whole Bible is a prophecy about Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督假如没有按照他自己所说的第三天从死里复活，那我们所信的就是我们所传的这些，我们都不能够信他的，我们所传的都枉然了。
So if Jesus did not raise from the dead as he has predicted, so what we preach is useless.
然而事实证明，基督的确是从死里复活的。
But the fact shows Jesus is risen.
因此我们所传的都有真实可靠的证据。
So what we preach is true.
所以我们所传的不枉然，因为耶稣基督已经复活了。
So what we preach is useful.
第二个是我们所信的也不枉徒然。
And second one is what we have believed is not filled.
让我们一起来读第十七节。
Let's read 17.
请。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins.
好，圣经认为，假如基督没有复活，我们不但所传的是枉然，我们所信的也是徒然的。
So Bible says, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith.
好，枉然呢？这个字呢？就是 kenos 啊，这个字是虚空、徒劳的意思。
So when we see the word kenos is empty.
就像我们过去曾经信仰过共产主义毛列思想。
So it's like in the past we have believed in communism or Maoism.
那后来发现说这好像不切实际的一个理想，虽然这是一个很高的理想，但是好像对我们的生活不切实际。
And then we find out it's unrealistic.
后来信仰破灭之后呢，顶多我们只是觉得受骗上当而已。
So after our beliefs were dashed into pieces, and then we feel cheated.
但至少激发了我们一些人追求真理的决心。
But at least motivated us to search for truth.
那同样的理解方式，假如我们信仰基督，最后发现也是信了一个错误的信仰，那顶多是觉得受骗上当就好了。
But so if we believe in Christianity and then find out it's false, and then we feel been cheated too.
也许我们还能够从其中学到功课，汲取教训，也没什么不好啊。
And maybe we can learn from our failures.
但圣经不但说这是枉然的，这是徒这个虚空的、徒然的、徒劳无功的。
But the Bible says it's empty, useless.
然而他还这里特别补充说，这突然呢，这个突然是啊 ，motus 啊，就是无力、缺乏真实、失败的。
And also, he not only used the empty word, but also he used mateos, which means a powerless.
那这个差别是什么呢
？And what's the difference?
也就是说，他所带出来的结果。
So that means the difference is the final result.
不是叫我们受骗上当而已。
It's not only we feel being cheated or fooled.
而是我们就成为一个无力的、不真实的、失败的人。
But it will make us powerless, being untruthful and fail.
并且我们仍然陷在罪恶当中，这才是可怜啊。
And are we still in our sins?
然而幸好耶稣基督真正复活了。
But Jesus indeed has risen.
因此我们的信仰是有根有基，经得起考验的。
And our belief has foundation and can stand test.
一点都不枉然，也一点都不徒然。
It's not useless.
最后一个是我们那些琐碎的呢，不灭亡。
So the third one is who has fallen asleep.
接下来我们来读第十八节，预备，请。
And those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
就是睡，也灭亡了。好，在基督里睡了的人，不是指在教会听耶牧师讲到打瞌睡的人。
So those who have fallen asleep are not those who sleep through the sermon.
而是指那些已经死去的圣徒。
But represents those who, those believers who has passed away.
因为凡信靠耶稣基督的人，神就赐给他们一个永远的生命，而不致灭亡。
For those who believe in Jesus, God gave them eternal life that they will not perish.
那是因为耶稣基督为他的罪已经被钉死在十字架上。
Because Jesus already paid for our sin.
基督已经替他付上死亡的代价来拯救他。
And Jesus already died for him to save him.
并且最后为他来复活。
And also,he was raised.
所以象征基督已经为他得胜死亡的权势。
So that means Jesus already overcome the power of death.
所以那些凡信靠耶稣基督虽然死去的人，包括那些信靠他或是将来也会死去的人，就是我们每一位了，都不会灭亡。
So for those, that's why for those who have fallen asleep or those will be facing death one day will not perish.
这是神给我们一个极大的保证。
And that's a great promise God has given us.
虽然每个人都会死，但是结局却可以不必在地狱中受永远的刑罚。
So however, everybody will die, but we will not be punished in hell.
因为耶稣基督已经为我们付上这个代价。
Because Jesus already paid the price.
那使那些信靠耶稣基督的人，包括我们已经过世的亲人、圣徒。或是有一天，当我们走到生命的尽头，都可以不再惧怕。
So for those believers and even our family members and including us in the future will not perish.
因为将来有永恒的生命是为我们而存留的。
Because there's eternal life awaits us.
可见基督复活对我们这些凡是愿意信靠他的人的影响何等大。
So we can see the influence of.Resurrection.
第二方面是有关于基督复活的意义。
So the second one is the meaning of this resurrection.
同样也有三方面的意义。第一个是主为我们胜过死亡。
The first one is Jesus has conquered the death.
让我们一起来读第十六节。
Let's read 16.
预备，请。
For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either.
就没有复活。好。许多人对于死亡有许多的忌讳跟恐惧。
So there are many people have fear about death.
尤其我们华人的文化更是如此。
Especially in our Chinese culture.
其实世上每一个人都会害怕死亡。
But not only us. Just think about everybody in this world. They're all afraid of death.
那你可以回想说，在你小时候过程当中，你看有人死了，哎呦，你都会恐惧，会害怕，不敢去面对，甚至我们连讲都不要讲这个字。
So remember when we're little, like when there's some people passed away, and we're so afraid. I don't even talk about it.
那是神照我们良心，让我们意识到死亡与未知的可怕。
So that's something how God made us, that He, give us this kind of uncertainty.
因为冥冥之中我们知道，好像所有犯罪的世人将来都要面对一个严厉的审判。
Because somehow in our hearts we know that all our sins and wrongdoings will be accounted for.
假如我们在世上所做的一切不合乎神的要求，那面对公义的审判，我们站立不住，当然会恐惧害怕。
And even the little mistake will not stand before God. Of course, we're fearful.
所以圣经告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是什么？
So that's why Bible says the wage of sin is death.
有时就说死亡就是因为人犯罪而必须承受的代价与刑罚。
That's why we say death is the punishment of our sin.
没有一个人可以有能力免除死亡。
And no one has the power over it.
然而神的大能呢，却可以得胜死亡的权势。
But God conquered the death.
所以他能够叫人从死里复活。
So that's why Jesus can raise us from the dead.
倘若这位创造生命的主自己不，他不能够让死人复活，那更别说他让自己复活了。
So even the, if the Creator cannot raise us from the dead, how can He raise Himself from the dead?
不过基督复活呢，与一般死人复活不同。
But there is a difference between Jesus' resurrection and the dead people's resurrection.
圣经曾经记载过许多死人复活的故事。
And then we can see there Jesus has.Raise up a few people who has passed away.
我们也曾经听过真实的见证，有人真的死掉了，哎，神又让他复活了。
And also we have heard that some who are died and then God brought them back.
可是这些死人，就算他复活了，他将来还要再死。
But even those people are raised from the dead, they will die again.
但基督复活不一样。
But Jesus' resurrection is different.
他象征了他为我们胜过了死亡。
It represents He overcome the death.
并不是说我们以后就都不会死亡了。
It doesn't mean that we'll not die.
而是让我们知道，原来死亡不是我们唯一的结局。
But it's just tell let us know that the death is not our final destiny.
许多人对死亡的理解是人死如灯灭，也就死了就一了百了。
So many has a mentality that when people die, it's like a burn out candle. It's all over.
死了就什么都没有了。
And when you die, there's nothing left.
那这没有错。因为他是在一个没有救恩基础的死亡观念里面。
So it is true for those who has not received the saving grace.
他认为人死后，所有的一切都跟着灭亡了。
They think when you die, everything is gone.
但是基督复活，他为我们复活，胜过死亡的意义呢，乃是你我生命的结局可以不再是如同灯灭一般的消失。
But when Jesus is risen from the dead and conquered the death, our destiny is no longer everything perishes with death.
而是我们可以得到一个永恒的、具有意义的新生命。
But to have a new life, eternal life, a meaningful life.
使我们可以勇敢地面对死亡，虽然我们还会死亡，我们可以面对死亡，而且不再受到死亡毒钩的辖制。
So we can bravely face death, and death no longer have grip on us.
这是我们第一方面的意义。
That's first.
第二个意义的是主救我们脱离凶罪恶。
Second is the Lord has rescued us from our sin.
让我们一起来读第十七节。
Let's read 17.
预备，请。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you still in your sins.
犯罪就像一个毒钩一样，当我们上钩的时候，我们就被辖制了。
Sin is like a poisonous stinger. When we sin, we are controlled by it.
并且当我们上钩的时候，我们就无法从当中得到逃脱，得到释放。
And when we got hooked by it, we cannot get rid of it.
其结局代价就是死亡。
And the end is death.
然后我们许多人明知道要脱离罪恶的捆绑，但是却没有能力从中挣脱出来。
However, we know that we need to be free from the bondage of sin, but we're unable to do that.
那是因为我们人性的软弱。很容易受到魔鬼撒旦的诱惑。
Because our bodies are weak and easily fall under Satan's temptation.
造成我们没有办法活出神原本创造我们时候那美好的形象。
So that we are not able to live the life as beautiful as when God just created man.
于是我们活不出神的形象，我们就感觉离神越来越远。
And also we feel like we're moving further and further away from God.
简单的说，就是因为罪让我们与神隔绝了。
Because sin has separated us from God.
但好消息是什么？
But the good news is,
尽管人的罪性与败坏无法人无法靠自己来脱离罪恶的辖制。
However, we cannot get rid of the bondage of sin.
但是耶稣基督来到这世界上的目的，就是要拯救我们脱离罪恶的捆绑。
But Jesus came into this world to save us and to save us from the bondage of sin.
他透过十字架上的救赎，在他复活得胜死亡后，得到证明。神的大能
and through the cross and through his resurrection from the dead testify God's power
使我们可以不再陷入罪的里面
so that we can no longer live in sin
因此基督复活对我们意义非凡
so that's why it has extraordinary
只要基督复活的生命在我们里面
when, as long as we have this resurrected life
当我们面对撒旦的诱惑时我们就不会再软弱毫无招架之力去抵抗
and in front of Satan's temptation we'll no longer feel weak no longer defenseless
更不会陷入其中而无法自拔
and it will not get caught by it and then cannot get out
因为我们将可以靠着主拥有一个复活的新生命
because we can rely on Jesus have a new life
我们就有能力能够抵挡仇敌胜过罪恶的辖制
and we can defeatAnd get out of the control of our enemy.
就能够从罪恶的泥沼当中或辖制当中被释放出来。
And I can be set free from sin.
假如你现在罪恶当中无法自拔，这时候你就需要经历基督复活的大能。
And if you're in sin and cannot get out, you need the resurrection power of Jesus.
来彻底拯救释放你。
And to set you free.
最后一方面的意义是。主叫我们同他复活。
And then the third one is the Lord has promised us to be resurrected.
让我们一起来读第二十二节。
Read 22.
预备，请。
For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
我们知道，当信靠基督的人不会灭亡。
So we all know, whoever believes in Jesus will not perish.
将来也会同主复活。
And God will raise him at the last day.
不过我们也要明白，将来同主复活的意思，并不是说我们的生命以后就无限制的延伸。
But we have to know that it doesn't mean that our life will be extended indefinitely.
好像吃到唐三藏的这个唐僧的这个肉可以长生不老，或者是秦始皇找到这个仙丹秘药可以长生不老，永远不死。
It's not like you can not get old and live forever.
其实如果是这样的话我告诉你这是太痛苦了
If it's so, it was quite painful
尤其那些长得很抱歉的如果都以后都是这个样子那不是很残忍吗
Especially for those who does not have good looks
或是有身体一出生就有残缺的
Or those who have some sort of physical disabilities
那以后都继续永远的这样受折磨那太不公平了嘛
And then if they will suffer all thisForever, it's not fair.
其实主同主复活并不是保持你现在的身体
But in fact, the resurrected body is not keeping your same body.
乃是在一个新天新地当中拥有一个最美丽的一个新的形体
But you will have a beautiful body living in the new heaven and earth.
就如同耶稣复活之后他的形象改变了连门徒都认不出他来
It's like when Jesus was resurrected, even his disciples could not recognize him.
你看我们看的这个耶稣的图片，或是那个电影演的那耶稣，其实都不对的。
So when we see, you know, those pictures of Jesus or Jesus in the movies, those are not.
那些画家都把耶稣美化了哈，都弄得很英俊、很潇洒这样哈。
And then they all like imagine Jesus, you know, what he looks like.
可是圣经记载他无家型美容，意思他比我们每个人都还丑。
So, but Bible says he is not above normal people.
可是耶稣复活的时候不再一样。
But when he was resurrected, it's different.
我们有一天复活的时候也不再一样了。
And when we have a resurrected body, we will not look the same.
我们也会同他一同复活。
And we will live with him.
但问题来了。
But the problem is,
我如果不一样的形体的话，人家认得出我吗？
But like if I look different, can people recognize me?
你去天堂的时候，可以把你的祖先、你的这个曾祖父认出来吗？
So when you go to heaven, will you notice all the past, the relatives you have never met? Will you be able to recognize them?
因为我们将来复活，神给我们一个智慧，有延伸，那时候我们就有足够的辨识人能力去认出。 那历世历代所有的信徒，我告诉你，连保罗你都认得出来。
But don't worry, God will give us full wisdom to recognize everybody, even we will recognize Paul.
你记得有一次耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上到山上，然后呢登山变相了。
Remember the story when Jesus take Peter, James, and John go to the mountain top, and he transfigured.
我那时候他觉得就像天堂一样。
And it was like heaven.
这时候呢，有三个人出现了。
And then now there's some.
他看见摩西，他看见以利亚，还有耶稣。
And then there are three persons are talking to each other, and they recognize is Moses, Elijah, and Jesus.
马上就认出他，他这就是摩西，他就是以利亚。
So they recognize them immediately.
请问那时候有没有照相术？
So,
他有没有看过图片？
Do they have pictures of them? Do they know what they should look?
但是神给他们智慧，马上就认出来。
But God gave them wisdom, they know.
所以我们要确定将来，你重要的是你是不是确定你将来要与基督一同复活。
So the most important thing is you must be sure that you will be raised at the last day.
当我们可以与主同复活的时候，我们将来在天上你都可以认出来。
And then when we're with the Lord in heaven, you know everything.
过去我们几位在我们当中已经回天家的，我们想念他们。
And we have a few people that used to be among us, and then now they're with Jesus.
可是我告诉你，当我们到天上，他们很漂亮的。
And when I tell you, when we're going there and meet them, they are beautiful and glorious.
最后一个是基督复活的目的。
And then the third one is the purpose.
同样有三个目的，第一个是叫我们传扬主的福音。
The first one is to teach the good news.
让我们一起来读第十二节。
Let's read 12.
预备，请。
But it is preached that Christ has been raised from death. How can some of you say there's no resurrection of the dead?
基督已经复活的见证在当时就被传开了。
So the news of Jesus being raised from the dead has been spread everywhere.
圣经描述当时，他说既传基督是从死里复活的。
And the Bible says they immediately tell people that Jesus is resurrected.
可见当时所有信徒已经致力于传扬基督复活的福音了。
So we can see believers are eager to tell people the resurrection of Jesus.
那是因为当时的见证人亲自经历了基督复活的大能，于是他们可以勇敢地到处传扬基督。
This is because there are eyewitnesses, so they testified it without fear.
同样的，今天假如我们也经历基督复活的大能，当我们的生命被基督所拯救，从罪恶辖制中被释放，被主的生命所改变而经历丰盛，并且将来有复活的盼望，我们也都是基督复活的见证。
So today we also experience this resurrection power of Jesus when we're freed from the bondage of sin, enjoy the abundant life in Christ, and have hope of eternal life.
但请注意一件事情，
But have to
领受复活大能不是为了与众不同，而是为了完成使命。
We have to notice to have this resurrected power is not make us too special, it's to prepare us to finish our mission.
什么使命呢？
So what kind of mission?
就是教会要把福音传到地极的使命。
Is to preach the good news to the end of the earth.
神的心意要我们传扬主的福音，去告诉世人，凡是愿意接受耶稣拯救的，就可以跟你跟我一样能够得到拯救。
So God wants us to preach the gospel to the end of the earth, to for those who believe, and they will be like us, will have eternal life.
不但今生可以得到神所应许那丰盛的新生命，在未来也可以同主复活，有荣耀的盼望。
So it's not in this life we'll have a new life, but also in the next life we'll have eternal.life.
这是所有愿意信靠耶稣的人都可以得到这样的恩典。
That's the grace and mercy God have given us for all who believe in Him.
这也是神给所有已经蒙拯救的信徒的一个使命。
And that's the mission God gave us.
因此我们需要将这宝贵的救恩好消息传扬出去。
So that's why we need to preach the good news, the saving grace.
我们看见历世历代的信徒直到今天，全世界基督徒不分种族国界，众信徒齐心努力，就是在完成这个使命。
So we can see all the Christians throughout the history from all nations, they're tirelessly preach this good news.
所以今天我们也要经历基督的复活，也一同来完成这个使命，才不会辜负基督为我们复活的目的。
And also today we are having the same mission.
第二是使我们不再陷入罪。
The second one is we may no longer in our sins.
好，让我们读第十七节。
17.
备听。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you still in your sins.
好，刚才我们已经提到，基督复活的大能临到我们，就能够救我们脱离罪恶的捆绑与辖制。
So as I mentioned before, that when the resurrection power can free us from the bondage of sin.
不过这不表示我们从此之后再也不会受到诱惑，不会再犯罪，不会再陷入罪恶当中了。
But it doesn't mean that it will never be tempted or never sin again.
当然，我们不能故意犯罪，因为圣经说，我们若得知真道之后，若故意犯罪，怎么样？赎罪祭就再没有了。
Of course, we should not sin on purpose, because the Bible told us if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge.Of the truth, but no sacrifice is left.
但事实上，虽然有一些人被主拯救了，也脱离罪恶捆绑。
But in reality, some people has been saved by God and also get rid of the freed from the bondage of sin.
只是过了一段时间之后呢，不小心又陷在罪里面了。
But after a while, they got fall in those temptation again.
然后他们又好不容易又起来了。哎，过一段时间，他又陷入又沦陷了。
And then after a while they got out. And then after a while they fall back in again.
然后总是活在这样的周期当循环当中。
It's always like a constant cycle.
我不晓得有没有多少人有这种经历。
I don't know how many people have such experiences.
啊，可能很多人都有。但是其实这不是一个得胜基督徒应当有的。
But this is not a victorious Christian should experience.
我们若真正经历基督复活的大能，生命能够有如同脱胎换骨的这个改变，就能够抵挡罪恶，活出得胜的生命。
So if we experience Jesus' resurrection power, have a new life, and we can resist sin and live a new life.
例如我们看见这些当初跟随耶稣的门徒。
And look at all those apostles.
在耶稣复活以前，个个像是一个扶不起的阿斗一样。
So before Jesus was has risen from the dead, they were fearful and powerless.
你这十二个，你看来看去，看去看来，没有一个像样的。
So look about among the 12, none of them really stand out.
但是当耶稣基督复活之后，你看这些门徒个个得着能力，如同脱胎换骨一样。
But after Jesus, they saw the resurrected Christ, they were completely changed.
他不再陷入罪恶软弱当中。
So no longer in sin, no longer weak.
当你真正经历基督复活，我相信你我的生命也是一样要得着这个能力。
So when you have experienced this power, I believe your life will become powerful.
当我们要经历这个复活的大能，才能够像当年的使徒一般，能够拥有一个脱胎换骨可以得胜罪恶的能力。
So we have to have this power so that we can be like those apostles to have a new life.
这就是我经常鼓励大家，包括我自己也自我提醒，就是主他为你死，但是我为他活。
So that's why I have to continue to remind myself and encourage others that God died for me, I have to live for him.
我不是活出一个软弱不堪、不断犯罪的失败者。
So I cannot continue to be weak or a sinner.
除非我拥有神复活大能在我的里面，所以才能够成为一个刚强壮胆、得胜罪恶的得胜者。
So if I have this power inside of me, I can be strong. I can overcome. We can conquer all these difficulties.
最后一个目的是让我们生命得盼望。
So the third one is so that we may have hope in our lives.
请让我们一起来读第十九节。
Let's read 19.
备请。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
信靠基督可以得着永恒生命的盼望。
So believe in Jesus.
因此基督徒所追求的不能仅停留在今世的享乐当中。
So as Christians, we cannot chase after this life's pleasure.
因为世上一切都会过去。
Because everything in this world will pass away.
然而今天许多没有盼望、无知的世人，他们忙着追求今生那些永不满足的荣华富贵。
But for those who have no eternal hope, chasing after the endless desire of money and power.
最后才发现说，哇，世上没有一切能够永远存留，于是悔恨连连，但已为时已晚。
And at the end, they will find nothing will last, but it's too late.
但是被耶稣基督得着的人就不一样了。
But for us who believe in Jesus, it's different.
因为他们有一个超然的眼光，羡慕更美的家乡。
Because our eyes are fixed upon our heavenly home.
那是天上永恒的基业。
Our everlasting possession.
因此他们人生价值观就不同了。
So that's why our values are different.
他们在地上所投资的、所看重的也会不同。
And what we invest.
然而很可惜的是。
But unfortunately,
有些少数基督徒呢，然后外面的人对少数基督徒很反感。
But unfortunately, there are some people really don't like a certain group of Christians.
因为他们看到呢，这些少数的基督徒是天上也要抓，地上也要跟我们抢。
So, because they would look at those people, think you grasp what is in heaven, but fight with us for what is on earth.
所以他们说这样的基督徒让我们很看不起。
So they say we don't really think this group of Christians
like. 我们只要抓地上的，你们天上要抓，地上也要抓。
So we only want whatever on earth, and you want both.
当然，这种说法有点，也许有点偏激啦。
Of course, it might sound a little extreme.
基督徒生活在人世间，本来就有人世间的需要跟责任要尽。
Yeah, so we live in this world. We do have our physical needs and responsibilities.
不要误会，我们不能拥有或享受地上的东西。
It doesn't mean that we should not.Enjoy anything on earth.
只不过是我们要经常自我提醒。
But we have to constantly remind ourselves.
不要爱世界胜过爱神。
And that we should not love the world more than God.
未来的盼望只设定在今生的有限上，那是非常不明智的。
And then do not limit your hope on this life.
甚至非常可怜，而且圣经讲说比其他众人更可怜。
And also the Bible even says it's even more pitiful.
因此。基督复活提醒我们，凡所有信靠他的人，不能只在今生有指望。
So that's why the resurrection of Jesus reminds us that whoever believes in him have hope not only in this life，
而是在未来有更大的盼望，那就是将来在荣耀的天家当中与主永远同在。
But also in the life to come, which is eternal life, we'll spend eternity with Jesus.
最后，我们知道基督复活实在是令人欢喜雀跃的大好消息。
So we do know the resurrection of Jesus is a great news.
因为复活的大能不但可以临到当时见证基督复活的使徒身上，同样今天也可以应验在你我的身上。
Because this power can be expressed by the apostles during that time, and also we can have this power also.
所以复活节对我们的意义就是。即使教堂可以被拆毁
，So Easter's meaning is even though the church can be destroyed，
信徒会受到逼迫，生活会遭遇困难，人生会有许多的不如意，但是基督复活仍然能够使我们有盼望。
And also believers can be persecuted, life can be full of suffering, things can not be goes our way, but there is hope.
使我们所传的不枉然，所信的也不徒然，将来碎了也不会灭亡。
So that what we preach is not useless, our faith is not futile.
因为耶稣基督已经为我们战胜死亡，救我们脱离罪恶，并叫我们要同他复活。
Because Jesus already conquered sin and death and promised us that we will have eternal life.
因此，我们要能够去传扬福音。不再陷入罪的辖制，生命可以活出盼望，这就是复活的大能临到你和我的最大表现。
So that we'll be, we can be, live free and bravely preach the good news, and that is our mission.
基督复活的大能不但改变人类历史，在每个时代，在世界每个角落各地不断发生改变人生的命人的生命。
So the power of resurrection can change history. In every age, in every nation, people's lives have been changed.
今天同样的也能够改变你我的生命。
And today also can change your life and my life.
基督复活对你我生命的影响何等深远。
And then there's a great meaning and influence of Jesus' resurrection.
基督复活对你的意义何等珍贵。
And how precious is this resurrection of Jesus?
并且基督复活对你的目的也何等重要。
And also, What it has will affect us is important.
基督复活大能已经在我们当中了，但是你渴望经历它吗
？So this power is already here. Do you want to experience it?
你若渴望经历基督复活大能来改变你的人生， 那么你就要退下自己生命的宝座。
If you want to experience this power, you have to get off your own throne.
让复活的主来掌管你的一生。
And let this Jesus to be in charge of your life.
来破碎你。
To break you.
让你从一个新的开始。
And to renew you.
这样你才能够经历并且活出一个更新的生命。
So that's why you can live a renewed life.
当你如此行，你的人生将会不再一样。
So when you can do so, your life will be different.
因为世上唯有这位复活的主才能够帮助你得胜罪恶的权势。
Only this resurrected Lord can help you to get rid of the grip of sin.
断开死亡的毒钩，甚至连死亡都不能够拘禁我们。
And then overcome death, even death have no hold on us.
并且将来我们要与耶稣基督一同复活。
And then He will raise us at the last day.
所以让我们一起勇敢地来宣告。
So that's proclaim,
我们的生命可以不再平庸
Our life is no longer
可以经历丰盛并完成使命
But we can experience this abundant and finish our mission
因为耶稣基督真的已经复活了
Because Jesus is alive
让我们再一次勇敢地宣告你我的生命可以不再平庸
so
可以经历丰盛完成使命
Let's proclaim our life will not be the same.
因为耶稣基督真的已经复活了。
Because Christ is a risen Lord.
Amen. Amen. 让我们一起来回应基督我。